Does saving for security work?
A man related to us that he once had a teacher who told him that to set money aside for security was the same as planning for a disaster, and that, in fact, the very act of trying to feel more secure would actually lead to more insecurity because it would attract the unwanted disaster. He wanted to know if that philosophy fit in with our teachings about the law of attraction. We told him that teacher was right in pointing out that attention to anything brings more of the essence of it to you, and so if you were to focus upon the idea of possible bad things looming out there in your future, the discomfort that you would feel as you pondered those unwanted things would be your indication that you are indeed in the process of attracting them. But it is absolutely possible to briefly consider something unwanted occurring in the future, such as a financial situation that makes you feel insecure as you consider it, which could cause you to then consider the financial stability that you desire. As you focus upon the security that you desire, you may very well be inspired to an action that enhances that state of security. The action of saving money or investing in assets, in and of itself, is neither positive or negative, but that teacher would be correct to say that you cannot get to a place of security from an insecure footing. Our encouragement is to use the power of your mind to focus upon the good feeling security you seek, and then take whatever positive action that's inspired from that place of feeling good. Anything that feels good to you is in harmony with what you want. Anything that feels bad to you is not in harmony with what you want. It is truly as simple as that. Some say that you should not want money at all because the desire for money is materialistic and not spiritual. But we want you to remember that you are here in this very physical world where spirit has materialized. You're here in your very physical bodies on this very physical planet where that which is spirit and that which is physical or material blend. You cannot separate yourself from the aspect of yourself that is spiritual. And while you are here in these bodies, you cannot separate yourself from that which is physical or material. All of the magnificent things of a physical nature that are surrounding you are spiritual in nature.